Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Clint Sterner. I'm joined by my man Wade Smith, 12-year NFL vet. Yeah, we've been known to get there every now and then. My man B-Max behind the glass joining us out of Kansas City. My man Ron the Show Ugly. Ron, it's been a couple of days since I seen you, my man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. The city around here is crazy. People shooting guns like it's celebration. It's going down out here.
Look, man. Hey, look. The Kansas City Chiefs come out another slow start, just out of the gate, but they're obviously able to overcome with the firepower that they have, man. What's your quick rundown of what you saw Sunday?
Well, that's exactly what I told you what was going to happen last week. You didn't want to listen.
Go.
Oh, no, don't do that. You didn't want to listen.
I told you so, guys.
Because you said, wait, Derrick Henry, that man's a beast. What did I tell you? As soon as the Chiefs go up two scores, we'll see how many times you can use Derrick Henry. And what happened? The Chiefs went up two scores, and how many times? With a full quarter left, how many times did Derrick Henry touch the ball? Once. Zero carries, a screen pass that went for no yards. They couldn't give him the ball once it went up two scores, and it became a Ryan Tannehill game, and that is good night. And let me tell you, Patrick Mahomes was something special. I mean, that run, I know you probably had flashbacks. That run was something else, man. It got me out of my seat, the whole press box. You know you're not supposed to cheer in the press box, but everybody was just oohs and ahs and trying to hold it down. But, yeah, man, I told you it was going to happen. I told you exactly what was going to happen. One day you listen to me. I told you exactly what happened. You know about it, Wade. He don't listen. One day I told you it was going to happen, and it happened exactly the way I said it would.
Now, Ron, I agree with you that, you know, the Chiefs got a two-touchdown lead, and so, of course, you're saying that they're not going to run – Henry at that point, but the first time the Titans played the Chiefs, they got in the same situation. They did keep running Henry. So this is not, I know you were right in this case and it was an I told you so, but that's you point the finger at the coaches of the Titans for not sticking with their game plan, not because you couldn't run Derrick Henry because he had done it before and they had won. The problem with both of the teams that lost to the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs at Arrowhead was because the coaches didn't stick to their game plans, and both times it cost them. And now, of course, Kansas City is going to the Super Bowl because of it.
Well, Wade, the first game, Jesus appeared for the Tennessee Titans and allowed a whole bunch of stuff to just happen that didn't make sense, like blocked field goals and fumbles for touchdowns and dropped touchdown passes. There were just so many crazy, ridiculous things that occurred that allowed the Titans to get back. And I get you. They kept running down 29-20 in the first game in the third quarter. They kept running. But I'm telling you, it's a different thing. And when you get in there, you're in Arrowhead, and then it was clear, just like it was last week against Houston. It was clear, well, we're not stopping these jokers. And we cannot allow to have a 5 or 6 minute drive because that's going to be the game because we're not stopping them. And you get into your head even as a coach, and it's just like, good God, man, these jokers are scoring it any way you want to. And normally the Chiefs don't run the ball well. Hell, in the third quarter, they start running the ball well. And it was like, now they're taking time off the clock. We know Pat can just hit somebody, Tyreek, Sammy, Travis, anytime he wants. Like, it just messes with your head when you're actually in it. Maybe one game, the first time, they were able to pull it off. But this one, nah, man, you could just see it. You could feel the crowd and the energy was picking up, and this team feeds off their crowd and gets energy offensively and defensively where it just didn't matter. Like, when they went down, you could see it in Vrabel's head, man. We can't have long drives or this sucker's going to be over.
Ron, the Show Ugly, joining us on Sports Radio 610, Houston Sports Leader. Ron, there's no doubt about it, man. Either way you slice it, however they got there, Kansas City Chiefs are healthy. They're rocking and rolling, and they have the ability to apply pressure in a way that not many offenses, at least in the recent past, not many offenses have been able to do. There's been some good ones, but the way that these guys can apply pressure and flip the script in a matter of minutes is impressive. How do you think these guys stack up against the San Francisco 49ers, who you watched in the late game yesterday, dominate just as impressively versus Green Bay as Kansas City was able to dominate versus the Tennessee Titans? How do you see that game matching up, that Super Bowl matching up in 2 weeks?
You remember last week I told you how confident I felt about the Chiefs against the Titans. I think they were a horrible matchup for them. I ain't saying that now, baby. That defensive line for the San Francisco 49ers is going to be a problem. When they roll out Bosa, Ford, Armstead, Buckner, that linebacking core, that's going to be a problem. Because you all know, Wade, you played the game. Clint, you played the game. Man, the way you get at a quarterback is putting pressure on him. And that has been the times when Patrick Mahomes has looked normal, I guess. And the Chiefs do not have a great offensive line. Eric Fisher can be had. Mitchell Schwartz is their best offensive lineman. But D. Ford coming off the edge and Nick Bosa, when they swing them around, they're going to be problems. And the Chiefs can't run it, and they're going to have to throw it. And they're dropping back. That defensive line can absolutely ruin the game. I have major concerns for the Chiefs in terms of that. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo's got to throw the damn thing more than six times. I believe that. And that's going to be something. The Chiefs are going to want to put the ball game in Jimmy Garoppolo's hands. Very similar to what they did with Ryan Tannehill. It took longer than I expected, but they're going to want to try to put the game in their hands because they can run it, and the Chiefs can be had running the football if teams are allowed to. Like if the game played in a way where Derrick Henry could get carries, I think he would have gotten yards in the second half. I think the same way with the Niners. I don't feel as confident for the Chiefs in this game because that defensive line can absolutely ruin the game, and their offensive line can take control and take their manhood away. Maybe you saw what they did to the Packers. That was absolutely ridiculous. They just couldn't stop them whatsoever. So my thoughts for this game is much different in terms of the Chiefs winning.
Seeing some of the stunting and slanting that the Kansas City Chiefs did against the Tennessee Titans to slow down that running game, does that give you any more confidence going against a rushing game attack like the San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah, I mean, they're better, especially you get Chris Jones to get another 2 weeks because he wasn't healthy with the calf injury. You get him up, Mike Pinnell, a guy up front who has been a real asset here in the second half of the season. The Chiefs are better. But they're not like great. All right, they can still, if you keep giving them the ability to have to be able to run the ball, they can be had. But they need what Clint said. They need the Chiefs offense to dictate this game. They need the Chiefs offense to dictate the game where they can't just hand the thing off. And Jimmy Garoppolo has to be a part of it. And if Jimmy Garoppolo has to be a part of it, then you bring in Chris Jones. Frank Clark is playing at a different level. They've got some pass rushers up there, and their secondary has been the strongest part of their team this year, even better than the defensive line. But that's what they have to do. The Chiefs' offense have to help dictate this game just like they did against the Titans.
Ron, I want to switch gears real quick, man. You were in studio here with me for 2 days last week, so you're familiar with what's going on with the Texans. They announced this morning that Chris Olsen, their VP of football operations, essentially their negotiator of all contracts and salary cap issues in the offseason. Strange timing to make that move, but they did. You've been through a lot of changes and stuff like that over your career of covering the NFL. You know, just off the cuff, man, what does that signal to you about this Texans organization moving forward?
I just would want to know, does this mean anything towards the power that Bill O'Brien has, right? Because what it reminds me of is a lot of what I saw here in Kansas City, what you see in Oakland, now Las Vegas, is, all right, there's some moving parts. You know, the Raiders bring in Mike Mayock, and the Chiefs bring in Brett Veach. But in those situations, we knew how much power and where the buck stopped. All right, Brett Veach isn't making any big-time decisions without it going through Andy Reid. There may be some suggestions, but he's not making any big-time decisions. To me, you feel comfortable if Andy Reid is your guy making big-time decisions because he's got a track record. I'm not certain how people feel in Houston about that confidence under Bill O'Brien. So I wonder, does this move make them equal parts, or is Bill O'Brien still kind of in power over this?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the biggest questions at a time. And again, you know the temperature of the city. I mean, at a time last week when we were sitting here going, you know, how does this affect the head coach's hot seat or not? And then we wake up this morning, and it's obvious that his power is growing within the organization, and moves are being made, man. So Romeo Crennel also let go, age 73. Anthony Weaver hired from inside the organization as the defensive coordinator. We suspect that that's a pretty dang good move. And we'll see. I mean, obviously the jury's out. But, hey, Ron, man, Ron, the show Ugly, man, appreciate you joining us, brother. I hope you have a blessed day. I hope you have a safe Martin Luther King Day and you celebrate to the fullest with your family.
You too. And Wade, appreciate jumping on with you as well. And Clint, all you got to do is listen to me, baby. I got you, man.
Hey, be good, brother. I tell you what, man. I knew he was going to have one MOI told you so's for me.
That's the worst thing in sports, man, when you got to listen to somebody tell you I told you so. That's why people are so mad at the damn Texans for that KC collapse, because it's like, now you got to hear people say, I told you so.
That's
I told
right.
you was going to come
That's
back.
Right.
I told you that was going to happen. It's the worst part of being a fan of sports team.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.